Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Dino Tripodis. There's an old show business saying that says never work with children or animals. Some guys never learn. Tonight on Whiskey Business. Hi, I'm Dino Tripodis, and welcome to Whiskey Business, the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey, but tonight, there is no whiskey. Tonight, it's root beer business, because I have two very special guests with me this evening as we spend a lovely evening talking about life and all its complexities and the struggles of growing up in this pandemic-ridden world. That's what the adults think. But through the eyes of children, who knows? My guests tonight are Mabel. Hi, Mabel.
Hi.
And Davis.
Hello.
Hello. And your last name is?
Hansberry.
Hansberry. I know somebody else with the last name of Hansberry.
His name is Greg.
His name is Greg, yes.
Yes. That's my father.
That is your father. our audio producer of the show. Is he? He's your father too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Good dad?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's he do that makes him a good dad?
I don't know.
You don't know? Davis?
I don't really have anything.
Okay. So we'll come back to the dad part later. Mm-hmm. First of all, how was your summer?
Good.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What'd you do? Anything fun?
We went to the pool like every week.
Mm-hmm.
Do you both know how to swim?
Yes.
Yes.
Love going off the diving board and stuff.
No, I do. Oh, you do go off the diving board.
That's I went pretty. Off the high dive.
You went off the high dive too?
I don't like that. It scares me.
So your sister goes off the high dive, but you don't?
No, I don't.
Doesn't that bother you as an older brother that your sister can do something that you don't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What are you going to do about that?
I don't know. Nothing.
I like the fact that we're doing root beer business tonight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We chatted a few years ago when it was just water business.
Huh?
And then, Davis, you had the bright idea to turn it into root beer business tonight.
Because root beer is like the next level.
The next level?
Yeah.
Up from the water?
Yeah, and then it could be like Bud Light business or something.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be Bud Light
I know,
business for
I know
a long time.
Light.
You realize that, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where did you even get the idea for Bud Light business?
I don't know. I just think of stuff.
Wouldn't be your father by any chance, would it?
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Mabel, you like the root beer?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your favorite?
This kind.
Root beer?
Yes.
Is your favorite drink?
Yes.
Out of all of them?
Yes.
Yeah. Davis?
Are you talking root beer wise?
Yeah, well, sure. Why not? Let's talk about root beer. We talk about when the adults are talking about their whiskeys, they talk about their favorite whiskeys. I want to know what your favorite root beer is, yeah.
So, like, up in Michigan, we have a cabin on Burt Lake.
Uh-huh.
So, and, like, down from Burt Lake, there's, like, a brewery.
Yeah.
And it sells really good root beer.
Yeah.
I love it.
Really good stuff.
Yeah.
Really good stuff. How old are you?
9.
You're 9.
Mm-hmm.
And Mabel, how old are you?
6 and a half.
6 and a half.
Okay.
Wow. So the last time we talked, I believe you guys were, I think, 7 and maybe 4.
Yeah.
The last time we talked. Do you remember when we talked before?
No.
No? You don't remember sitting at my house?
I remember. Yeah, I remember.
Maybe?
Yeah. In fact, we talked right around this time of year.
Memories.
Right before Halloween. Right before Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, are you excited about Halloween this year?
Yes.
Because I heard that everybody says it's okay to go out and trick-or-treat this year.
Yes.
Yay.
Did you trick-or-treat last year?
Yes.
You did?
Yes. But it was very rainy.
Very rainy?
Yes.
Yeah.
And probably not as fun?
Mm-hmm. Probably not as fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What'd you dress up as last year? I don't remember.
I forget to.
Vampire? Yeah.
You're a vampire? Mabel, I bet you were a princess. Were you a princess?
No.
Were you a mermaid?
No.
Were you a unicorn?
No.
Were you a horse?
No.
Were you a puppy?
No.
Were you a cat?
No.
Were you I'm out of ideas. What were you?
I was a witch.
You were a witch? How could somebody so cute and precious be a witch?
Mm.
Don't say cute and precious.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
Both.
You're both.
Uh-huh. I would consider a bad witch.
And you consider her to be a bad witch? Do you two get along pretty well?
Kind of.
Yeah, what's your brother do that annoys you?
I do this a lot. Poke.
Yeah.
He pokes? Poke. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Does that bother you? Is it bothering you right now?
Yes.
Yeah? What else does he do that bothers you?
Like tickling her.
No, stop.
You don't like to be tickled?
Yeah.
You do like to be tickled?
I don't.
You don't like to be tickled. What does she do that annoys you?
Everything.
Everything. Come on, not everything. Not everything.
Does this bother you?
No.
I mean, you guys play together, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes.
I mean, on the trampoline, yeah.
Yeah, just the trampoline?
Kind of.
Yeah.
No games together?
I mean, we kind of play together, like whenever I'm bored and I'm like, I don't want to do my iPad anymore. I'm like,
whenever you're bored or you don't want to do your iPad, so your sister is third on the list? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mabel, how do you feel about that?
Do
you like to play with Davis?
Yes.
More so than he likes to play with you?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. And what do you like to do when you play with Davis?
So, 1 out of 10, I like playing her 5.
Five?
Yeah.
1 out of 10, how much do you like playing with Davis?
6.
6?
So, like, just a little more than me.
Yeah, why do you think that is?
I don't know.
You're her big brother.
I don't know.
You're her big brother.
I don't know.
She's supposed to look up to you. Do you look up to Davis? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel safe when you're with Davis? You're supposed to take care of your little sister.
Good point.
Do you take care of your sister?
Sometimes.
Would you protect your sister?
Yes,
you would. Yeah. And yet Mabel goes off the high dive and you don't. Mabel, are you braver than your brother?
Stop.
It's what?
It's mean.
What's mean?
You're making me my feelings hurt.
I'm making your feelings hurt? Why doesn't the high dive scare you?
Well, it kind of scares me, but...
Don't you go down so much?
Yeah, it, like, feels like you're going down so much, but it looks, like, short when you look at it.
And you can't, like, push off from the bottom, so, like, that really scares me.
Mm-hmm.
But you both know how to swim.
Yeah, we both know how to swim. I've only been on it one, uno times.
Mm-hmm.
Once.
I've been on 5?
5.
Or 6?
That's a lot. All right, let's shift gears for a second. How's school been?
Good.
Good.
You like being back in school?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. How did you do with the whole remote learning, do school at home?
Actually, last year, some people in the class were remote.
Mm-hmm.
And some were actually, like, yeah.
I don't think you answered my question.
What do you mean?
Were you at home for school or were
no,
you in school?
Oh, no, I was in school.
You were at school the whole time?
Uh-huh.
Oh, mm-hmm. So you guys didn't have to stay at home to go to school.
Yeah.
And what grades are you in now? Maybe what grade are you in right now?
First grade.
Oh, the first grade.
Mm-hmm.
How's first grade?
Good.
Yeah? What's your favorite subject?
What does subject mean?
What's a subject?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we're going to have to step back a little bit. Out of all the things that you like that they teach you in school, what's your favorite?
It could be anything.
Whatever they're teaching you at school, what's your favorite thing? When a teacher says, let's do blank, you go, yes, I love math. I love
science.
Going outside.
Going outside?
I would consider that a subject.
That's called recess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Davis, what about you? What grade are you in?
Third.
And how's third grade?
Great.
How you doing?
Good.
You have homework?
Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's very boring.
The homework is boring?
Uh-huh. Yeah. No homework's on Friday, though. Hooray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't give you homework on the weekends?
In fourth grade, they do.
They do. Oh, so you're going to skip fourth grade?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Probably I'll have to skip fifth.
And probably just never go back to school. Because if homework's going to start being given on the weekends, what kind of deal is that?
Yeah, like, what's the point about weekends anymore?
Am I right? I mean,
why do we... It's supposed to be, like, a non-homework week.
Right?
I mean, not a week, but weekend, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and they expect you to actually have something and to study and to learn things on a Saturday and a Sunday and have something to turn in on a Monday?
Uh-huh.
Who do they think they are?
Yeah. Mean people.
No, teachers are great. Your mom used to be a teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She taught first grade.
She did. Now, she didn't teach you in the first grade, did she?
No. When she was a first grade teacher, Mabel wasn't even born.
Right. It was just you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When do you guys do your homework?
Right after school.
Right after school. Get it
done.
Get it out of the way.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Do you ever ask your dad to help you?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And is he helpful?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With what subjects?
He's good at math.
He is.
Is he not?
I don't know. You tell me. Does he really help you?
He helps me.
What's he help you with, Mabel?
He helps me read my, like, questions and stuff.
Uh-huh. So are you reading now? Are you reading
books? Kinda.
Reading books now?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you like to read?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Davis?
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about Halloween this year. Halloween's going to be big. Your dad loves Halloween.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Do you guys like Halloween as well?
Yeah.
Is it your favorite season? It's your dad's favorite holiday.
Yes, it's mine.
It's your dad, yours too? Do you think that's because you really like Halloween, or you think your dad has brainwashed you?
Oh, I never thought of it that way.
Right, I know, right? Parents sometimes have a huge influence on their children.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
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 Mm-hmm. Is Halloween your favorite too, Mabel?
Yeah, but also Christmas and Halloween.
Christmas and Halloween.
Yeah.
Because Christmas.
You get, like, 50
you get
presents.
Toys.
You get the presents. Yes, Santa. So, you guys have been good this year?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Thumbs up?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so.
If they were to look at it really close?
I would say I'm decent.
Okay. Yeah, you're changing your answer a little bit. Mabel, what about you? You've been good all year long?
Yes.
They won't look at the list and go, all right, let me ask you. Did you guys do, what's the worst thing either one of you did this year that you got in trouble for? That you got in trouble for?
Got in trouble for.
That many, huh?
Yeah.
When you get in trouble, who gets more upset, your mom or your dad?
Neither of them. My teacher.
Oh, your teacher gets upset.
She's making me get in trouble, so yeah.
Well, she doesn't.
I mean, she's not making me.
No, you're doing something to get in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you do?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
Then why are you in trouble?
I don't know.
You're being very...
Maybe because I talk sometimes.
When you're not supposed to?
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Mabel, do you get in trouble at school?
Never.
Never. Do you get in trouble here at home?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Can you think of something that you did that your mom and dad got upset with you about?
I want to say this.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
So Mabel once got her diary key. She did it on mom's door when it was locked and she was changing. So... That was a loss for mom.
And you walked in on mom when she was changing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I scared her.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And did you get in trouble for that? So-so.
Yeah. She was probably mad at you.
Well, we're recording this on October 1st, which means Halloween is 30 days away. And we haven't talked about what you're going to be this year. What's the plan?
A witch again or a ballerina?
Can you be both?
No.
Oh, yeah.
A witch ballerina.
Yeah, a ballerina.
That's a witch.
Hear me out. Hear me out. A ballerina who's been cursed. Right? A ballerina who's been cursed, and now she's also a witch. So when she dances, it's like a witch's ballerina dance. You could wear the what do you call the thing that you wear for a ballerina?
Tutu.
The tutu.
Thank tutu.
You. Yeah. It's nice that you had that answer first.
I like saying it. Tutu. Tutu.
Tutu. Tutu. You have the tutu, and then you have like the witch's hat. Yeah.
Uh huh. Oh. That's a
just,
smart
just
idea.
A thought. Just combining both worlds. And Davis, what are you going to be this year? An upside down scarecrow. What is an upside down scarecrow?
Like it's a scarecrow. You dress up as a scarecrow, but right. like your feet are your hands.
Right.
And like your hands are your feet. So like, if say if you do a flip, it would look really weird.
Where's your head?
The head is
on his
right
feet.
Here.
Your head will be down there.
Yes.
So, wow, that sounds pretty
harsh.
Complicated, yeah. Does your mom like Halloween as much as everybody else?
No.
She
does like Halloween, but she's not a big fan like Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's Mom's favorite holiday?
I want to say Valentine's Day.
Well, really?
Me
Easter.
Too.
Well, Valentine's Day?
Or like Mother's Day or something.
Or something.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day. So does your dad do a special things on Valentine's Day for your mom?
I mean, there's a note on the mirror that Dad left. It did you do that on Valentine's Day? Because you have to leave early for work sometimes. Yeah. So he wrote a note on the mirror and it said, "I love you, Mom."
Aww.
I don't think it said Mom, but I love you.
Didn't say Mom.
No.
Yeah.
Actually said her name.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah. Tell me what else is going on. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask. Mm-hmm. Now that you're both in school full time. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I should ask this because your dad can hear me. Davis?
Yes.
Got a girlfriend?
No.
Huh?
No.
No?
I'm too young.
Is there a girl that you like?
I don't know.
Is there a girl that likes you?
Maybe. I actually have no idea.
No, no clue?
No.
Mabel? No. Is there a first grade boy that likes you?
I don't know if there's any first grade boys that like me that I know of.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are there any boys that you like?
She told me who she
no.
likes.
No.
So she likes, wait, this guy named, what's his name? No. What's his name? What? Who is it?
Who is it?
It's.
Say it.
What should we be talking about?
Just say it.
Okay.
The whole world is wanting to hear this.
Okay. It's.
Drum roll. Go on.
It's
just say it.
Okay. It's.
What if he's listening to this?
Everybody wants to know.
Even me.
Oh, it's
Mabel.
All right, let me ask you this. Does he like you?
Yes, probably. Yes. Probably.
Probably.
So you guys are a perfect couple.
So Mabel likes a boy and she's younger than you, but you won't admit to liking a girl?
Okay. Cause I want to be a single.
You want to be single?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you think is a good age to get married?
I feel like a good age to get married is 20, but I don't want it. I want to, like, be old. I'm not, like, 50 years old. Like, I'm an old grandma, like, 95
hey,
or something.
Hey. I'm older than 50.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's offensive. I'm sorry.
It's not offensive. I'm just saying that, you know, I'm not old and walking around with a cane at 50. Mm-hmm. So you think 20 is a good age to get married?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I don't really
want to.
Mm.
You don't want to right now. No. Mabel, what age do you think is a good age to get married?
20.
Like 4?
24. 24. That's not a bad age. Not a bad age. But do you both want to get married someday?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Maybe.
Maybe. Sure. Why you say maybe, Davis? Why are you so noncommittal?
I don't know.
But you want to be single for a while?
Maybe. Yeah.
Not even a girlfriend?
Why are we talking about that?
Because I think that there's a girl you like, you just don't want to tell me.
Okay, I'll just say something. Yes, that's true.
Okay.
But I don't want to tell you.
Why?
Because.
You don't have to tell me her name, because Mabel didn't tell me the boy's name.
Okay,
you don't
have to tell me.
You what?
Like someone.
You do like someone. Okay, what do you like about her?
Might be him.
Hmm?
It could have been him.
It could be a him. You know what? You're absolutely 100% correct. I said you like a girl, and it could be a him. You're right. It could be. It could be. Okay. You stumped me on that one a little bit.
Hooray!
Bravo. Well done. Well done. Well. That'll be an interesting chat to have with your parents later.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So, after Halloween, we'll have Thanksgiving, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Christmas will roll around.
Yeah.
Look at your eyes light up. You already know what you want for Christmas?
Yep.
All right, let me hear it.
It's this doll.
I want a video game. I want a video game. I said that in a weird way. Video game.
This doll that comes like in this backpack. And like there's a bed in it and...
Nice.
Like,
you'll figure it out before Christmas.
I remember you talking about this.
What?
You said it was called a na-na-na surprise.
Oh,
I remember when you said that.
Yeah.
And what about you, Davis? A video game? A specific video game?
A video game?
Yeah, you said you want a video game.
No. A video game.
A
it's
what?
It's called a video game.
A video... What am I not hearing?
You said...
You have to say in that way.
You gotta say a video game.
Yes, thank you, thank you.
Why is that different than just saying video game?
A video game, just a regular video game, but this video game's mysterious.
Mysterious, mysterious video game. What's the name of it?
I don't know.
But you want it for Christmas?
Yes.
All right. I work with your dad a lot. You know that, right?
Whiskey Business and also Sunny 95.
Right, right. We see each other a lot. We see each other all during the week, and then we see each other night times at least once or twice a week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the coolest thing about your dad? Go ahead.
That he likes Halloween and records.
And records.
Dang it, you stole my idea.
That he likes music, and I love music.
Oh, me too.
What's your favorite kind of music?
I don't really have one.
Mine's a guitar.
You like the guitar?
And a microphone.
A microphone?
It's not a type of music.
No, but she likes those things that are involved with music.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you play the guitar?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of?
I have it in my room.
Yeah? Do you write songs?
No.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Davis, do you play any instruments?
I play ukulele.
Do you really?
It's my ukulele.
Yes, Dad, can you get it? I want to sing the song. Okay, it could be our ending song.
It could be our closing bit.
Yeah.
For tonight, playing the ukulele.
Our theme song.
We've known each other I've known both of you as from the time you were pretty much born. Yeah.
But I have a story, a question for you.
I would love to. Go ahead.
How did you meet my father?
How did I meet your father?
Or, yeah.
It was...
in a movie theater.
Do it like in a weird way. Theater. Like it was a dark, that sounds creepy. Night or something.
For other reasons.
Yeah.
I met your father.
And no, stay it like in a movie, like in the deep or something, like in the deep and dark woods or something, like.
Oh, you want me to put it like in movie talk?
Like a story.
I see.
I want a story.
Like.
My feet.
The year was 2002.
Okay.
You know, like that, like uh-huh. that. Uh-huh. And I don't know if it was 2002. I don't think so. No.
When was it?
The year was 2011. I was minding my own business. Trying to do a radio program.
Yeah.
We lost our producer, and we thought that the show was sunk. That we couldn't do it without a good producer. There were no good producers available. Then one day... One day, Greg Hansberry, your father, stepped into the radio station.
I said, I want a job.
I want this job, and I'll be the best producer you've ever had. And we're still waiting. All right, you got your dad's sense of humor. I'll give you that much.
Uh-huh.
No, your dad's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
He really is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sure. Uh-huh.
No, he is. You don't see? I don't think you guys appreciate how cool your parents are. Do you think your parents are cool? Let me ask you that question first. Yes, you do.
Yes, I do.
Why is he cool? What's cool about your dad and what's cool about your mom?
My dad works at a radio station.
Very cool.
Very cool. I'm pumped now.
Yeah, what do you do when your dad's in a bad mood?
A hide. Run into the treehouse.
Run into the tree. Oh, yeah, the treehouse.
Oh, do you see that underwear flag?
That's
my father's underwear.
It's my father's underwear.
That's the underwear flag?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Whose idea was that?
It's a flag of justice. Yes.
The underwear is the flag of justice?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Whose idea was it to use his underwear?
Mine!
Yeah?
We made the underwear flag in 1905.
1916.
Mm-hmm. Actually, 1919, which this root beer was made in 1919.
I see.
It says right here.
It's a pretty cool treehouse.
Huh?
Do you guys play in it?
No.
Sometimes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Doesn't sometimes. Look very safe.
It isn't. Oh, it is.
It isn't.
Is it not done?
Yeah, it's not done.
Well, you have any other questions for me?
So, you know your boxing, thing? Dad told me about it. It's like ghosts. When you come down, you see it rocking.
There have been times where the boxing, the punching bag down in my basement has rocked and moved on its own, yes.
Uh-huh.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes. No. Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes,
maybe.
I do.
I don't know.
No, you said no pretty quick. You said yes.
Yes.
No.
No, then what's causing my punching bag to move back and forth like that?
The wind.
Oh, see.
The wind in the basement, yeah. Underground.
The air conditioning.
A bunch of wind can go.
I don't know. Your sister's got some pretty logical answers. I mean,
the punching bag is 100 pounds. And, I would say, about that. The wind couldn't carry it.
Mabel?
Then it must have been a storm?
A storm of
a
some
storm.
Sort?
Okay.
Oh.
So my story is...
Wait, what?
That ghosts are real. Because, how old is your house?
My house was built in 1935.
Okay, so...
So it's old.
I bet some people have died there.
Maybe.
So
not since I've lived in it, no.
Yeah, not since you lived in it.
No.
No, because, yeah.
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 Unless I'm a ghost.
Get out of our
How
yard!
Get out
of the house! We're running away! Get behind the chairs, Davis! Ghosts are not real because I went to this, birthday party,
uh-huh.
And my friend told me in the basement, there's this water, like juice or punch or something. Yeah, and then it just spilled, but there was a storm and wind going in, But the storm is, like, outside. You can't hear it. But, like, there's wind coming in. So I was like, and that glass was, like, pretty, like, light. So I bet the wind knocked it over.
So everybody thought it was a ghost.
False.
But you said it was the wind.
Yes.
That seems to be your go-to answer.
Yes.
The wind.
Yes.
Okay. So if you don't believe in ghosts, you're not afraid of ghosts.
Yeah.
Because there's no such thing as ghosts.
Do you think ghosts are real or no?
I do.
They're real?
I think that there's
a possibility that they're real.
I think that there's energies out there.
Okay.
That some people would call ghosts. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not people that are dead, but energies.
Energies that are out there in the world that move things and do things that some people would consider to be ghosts.
Okay. Mm. And they shapeshift into human form.
Yeah.
But they're misty.
They're
like,
what?
Like they're like blurry. And
blurry,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, like weird. Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah, I'm done speaking now.
Yeah. They shapeshift into human forms.
Uh huh. Like maybe they're like a giant spider or something.
Or maybe I'm a shapeshifter. This is
the third time we had to do this.
No, I'm not a shapeshifter. I'm not a ghost. I'm not even scary. Am I scary?
Try to scare me.
Huh?
Try to scare me.
How am I supposed to scare you? You don't need to
just say boo.
Ghost. I don't want to scare you.
I don't care. Just say boo.
Boo. All right, well, let's get to the closing part of this thing, the ukulele. That's Mabel's ukulele.
Yeah. It's Mabel's ukulele, but it's mine now.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it is.
Is it in the right? Okay. Okay. Oh, I didn't really make any chords. I just
to strum it?
Yeah.
Strum it.
Oh, there's a bug in my campfire. It is very, very gray. And also, the flames are coming closer, and he's gonna die today. And also, he has three cousins on the same log. The log is burning to ashes, and also, there is fog, so they can't see. And that's really scary for them, so they're like, yeah, so yeah. And also, there's a rescue helicopter of like a dragonfly or a mosquito trying to head in, but they can't get to it because the flames are too high, so they had to zoom out, and like everything went wrong, so like they died, and like there was a bunch of people so sad, and then like the firefighters can't get the fire, so it's spreading, and the rest of the bugs in the world are dead.
Now, Mabel, if that didn't scare you, nothing's gonna scare you. Good job, guys.
Good job. Definitely gonna scare a bug.
Yeah. Well, we had fun today.
Uh-huh. Very.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anything else you want to say before we go? Okay, then. I hope you guys have a good Halloween.
Thank you.
And a good rest of the year.
Thank you.
And maybe we'll talk again some other time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say something.
What do you want to say?
David.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.
Thanks for subscribing to Whiskey Business. We'll see you next week.
Or the next week.
You can see us on Whiskey Business, Whiskey Pod, WhiskeyBusinessPod.com.
And both of you at the same time say this. Say.
Pizza. I like saying pizza.
And thanks to the Evergreen Podcast Network at the same time.
And three, one.
And thanks to the Evergreen Podcast
Network.
And thanks for the Evergreen Podcast Network.
Let's try one more time. Thanks to the Evergreen.
Thanks for the Evergreen.
Thanks to the Evergreen Podcast Network.
Thanks to me.
All right. Thanks to the Evergreen Podcast Network.
Thanks for the Evergreen Podcast Network.
All right, ready? On three. When I say one, two.
Thanks for the Evergreen Podcast
Network.
Dang it.
All right, let me wrap it up. And I want to thank our very special guest, Mabel and Davis Hansberry, the wonderful children of Greg Hansberry. So far, I think he's doing a pretty good job. Whiskey Business, or in this case tonight, Root Beer Business, is a Never the Luck production produced by Greg Hansberry, your dad, and, of course, the amazing John Whitney on video. And many thanks to Evergreen Podcast Networks. I don't know where you're going to put this one, but have fun figuring out where to and how. And until the next bottle, see ya.
You know, a lot can happen in 7 minutes, and luckily, that's how long it takes me to tell a story. My name is Aaron Calafato, and I'm the creator of 7 Minute Stories. I'm proud to partner with Evergreen Podcasts, and I'd like to invite you to join me on this journey. I'm going to take you on some crazy roller coaster rides using my unique extemporaneous storytelling style, and together, we're going to try to make sense of the world, all through the art of storytelling, and all in approximately 7 minutes.